The smart, confident, competent woman. I wondered what I'd done to deserve so much, other than to tickle her grandmother's fancy. Sari danced. I drooled. Topa began to fuss. I think he sensed my presence easier than Sari did. I frightened him.
If you were here...
Sari sighed, stared me in the invisible eye she offered me an even more lascivious look.
But you aren't,
she shrugged.
But it won't be that long.
She cradled our son in her arms. He took a nipple immediately, donning a look of smug satisfaction.
I know what you mean, kid.
Tobo's eyes popped open. The one I could see stared right at me where I watched over Sari's shoulder. He let go, took a deep breath, let out a whopper of a howl. The kid had lungs. A priest invited himself in almost instantly.
What's going on?
He demanded.
Why is the child screaming? Who are you whispering to? Get out,
Sara told him.
You have no right to come in here.
The priest had trouble dragging his gaze away from her breasts. He began to apologize with not entirely credible sincerity. Sara snapped,
The baby has gas tonight. He's having trouble with his digestion. I talked to him. That allows me a chance to have a sensible conversation occasionally.
That's the girl. Get the poor kid dosed with shark's liver oil or some nasty-tasting powder. That'll teach him to yell when his old man comes around. I drifted in and did my best to plant a kiss on the small of Sari's neck before I left. I went away as happy as a man could be in my circumstances. I knew my wife and child were well and still loved me. There are plenty of men in today's company who don't have a clue about their families, although in truth, not many care. Were they the sort who did care, they would have left when the Taglian loyalists were allowed to go home. The rest of the swamp was a silent, dark place, which was to be expected at that time of night. I found my way to Taglios, though there was no moon and the sky was overcast. It would not be long before the rainy season began. I spent hours roaming the palace and the more important temples, but learned very little. Without smoke, I was constrained by real time, and it was too late for anybody but the priests of the night gods to be stirring and scheming. And those people weren't plotting. They were preparing for some minor feast night. Maybe, if I planned to do much useful ghost walking, I would have to get to bed early in the evening, while the world was still awake and conspiring. I found no news anywhere, unless you count the overwhelming evidence that persecution of friends of the company had spread throughout most of the territories our efforts had brought under Taglian suzerainty. It didn't seem a persecution as vicious as had been ours of the Stranglers. Our friends were surviving it. Mostly they were just losing their appointments. In a few cases, where there were personality conflicts, some people ended up inside cells. Murder didn't appear to be a tool the Radisha cared to employ. All my assumptions were based on spare post-midnight evidence. I couldn't find Mogaba. I couldn't find either of our prodigal wizards. No surprise. I didn't invest much effort in the hunt. I did put some into trying to locate Croker's kid. Wherever she was, she would be alone. There might be an opportunity in that. While I searched, I also kept an eye out for some evidence of what had become of the real Sleepy. I had no luck with those quests either. But I did stumble on evidence that my blindness might